Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. It is August 6, 2020, and this is a continuation of the COVID emergency meeting for the town of Curie Beach. May I have a motion to proceed?
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay. We'll get back to, I know, ladies and gentlemen, we have been meeting quite frequently on weather, and it's virtually the same process, but we'll get back to focus on COVID activities. Therefore, I'll start with the department managers, department heads. Mike?
No updates.
Okay. How about it, Steve? Steve for fire department, Captain Zawali?
No updates.
No updates? All right. Nikki? Okay.
Good afternoon. So with the extension of phase two, it is starting to impact the fall for Parks and Rec related activities. So I put together a plan to kind of let you guys know how we recommend to proceed based within the current restrictions or even moving forward. So with events, we are recommending that we cancel all of the mass gathering events that are town sponsored through at least November, which would be the remaining Boogie in the Park concerts, the Farewell Summer Jazz Funeral, Halloween Storytime by the Sea, and the Halloween Dog Park event. We could move forward with the holiday market in the same manner that we did the summer market, as that is an exempt activity and the social distancing practices have been working very well. And then we will not consider any outside requests for mass gathering events as well during that time frame. That's our event suggestion. You guys have any questions about?
Any questions, folks? I think Nikki's thought this through extremely well.
Yeah, I'm okay with it. If we need to vote on this, I'm okay with it because I think, like you said, Nikki's done a good job thinking through, and it's really the best thing we can do.
Well, then I would recommend we adopt these suggestions. They can always be changed if the world becomes a kinder place. May we have a motion to...
I'll make a motion that we adopt the phase two extension plan as presented by Parks and Recreation.
Second.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Okay, Nikki.
Nice job, Nick.
Thanks.
Good job. Thank you. John?
No updates, sir.
No updates. Arlen?
No updates.
So you guys didn't have an updates after four update days in a row, huh?
Jimmy on?
Jimmy, yeah, there, yeah, that's a good one. Jimmy?
Yes, sir.
Any updates? No updates?
No.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
All right. We're all aware that the governor extended phase two for 5 weeks. That takes us to August 11th.
September 11th.
September 11th, excuse me. Looks like I want the summer to be expanded here.
Kind of interesting that it's not 11th.
Yeah.
It's a Friday. Picked a Friday. Awesome.
Well, let's go through the quick numbers before I give it to David to give us the detail on the hospital. Do you have something, John?
I think we left out adding
No updates.
No updates, but thank you, John. Zip code 28449, as Curie Beach is known. We had 10 cases on 727. We are now up to 14 cases. However, that is the total number of cases over the full period of time. In the record, as we have been watching since 7:16 or 7:10, we had 8 and 9 cases. That should mean that you would expect those cases would have been resolved at this point in time, so that maybe the true number of active cases might be in around 5 area. That's just simple math, but it certainly is in all 14 are not active. In 28428, which is Carolina Beach, they had 82 on 727. They're at 87 now. It's really the same mannerisms, they had 66 back on 7/16. So we know that all of those cases are not active. 28412 is at 379 cases. They were at 326. 28403 is at 511. They were at 428. So there were a total active cases of 846 10 days ago, and now there's total active or total cases that we've experienced of 511. I'm sorry, gosh. Let me retract that. I'm having a hard time reading my own table. The total number of cases for the area from the college down to the end here at Curie Beach was 846 on 727. It is now 991 on 86. New Hanover County cases are now at a total of 2,451. North Carolina cases, 131,250. We've had presumed recovered 105,100. However, there were 2,100 deaths. That would say that there is minimally probably 27,000 active cases around the state. That aside, some of the measurements that came out of the state, if you look at them, they seem to start trending in the right direction. If we can keep them in that direction, we should be okay. Are you ready, Mr. Hagler?
Hmm? So of the 12 metrics that the New Hanover Regional Medical Center is tracking on how they're doing, at this time only one is yellow. That's reference lab testing turnaround time. That could have been driven a little bit by the hurricane, as it, I'm sure, slowed down testing turnaround like it slowed down everything else for the last 3 days. Everything else is looking good, and some of those could be looking good because of the hurricane as well, because people stayed home and didn't show up at the hospital. So we'll see what happens now that we're back to normal and people are coming in. But as of right now, all the metrics that we're concerned about for making sure that all of us have the best medical care possible if something happens to us are in the green, which is exactly where we want them to be. So the county's continuing to track, and we're continuing to discuss it, but we look good right now, for surprising with everything else that's going on. And we'll see over the next few days if the hurricane has delayed some of these metrics a little bit, with people just not showing up.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you go to the COVID-19 North Carolina dashboard, you can see all the numbers that you hear from us today. You will not see the hospital measurements, which come through
emergency management.
Yeah, the emergency management organization. But you will see all of the others. You can make plus many more on percent testing in particular areas, and you can come to your own conclusions. We will continue to pursue the safer at home mentality. At this point in time, gentlemen, do you have any recommendations, or are we to stay the course as we have been over the last, since phase two began? John, any opinions?
Stay the course.
Stay Alan?
Keep our plan going.
Fine with me.
Joseph, fine with you?
Yeah, I think we're doing very good with Town Hall. We've been very fortunate that, unlike some other fire and police departments, we have not had, knock on wood, any cases in any of our emergency responders. That's not true for organizations all around us. Southport, Wilmington, Carolina Beach have all had COVID cases for their emergency services personnel. And I think we just need to keep doing what we're doing. So good job by the entire team. Please take that back to your departments, everyone.
Yeah. Department heads have a great plan. We've executed that plan pretty well. Things are going well. And when we do have any, we take every precaution necessary. And I thank you all for that. How many people are on the phone?
18.
Okay, this is getting to be a small group now. But let's open it for questions before we pick a new date for continuation of this meeting, which I would presume will be out a little bit. So let's open up for questions.
Hi, afternoon. I have a question.
Yes. Name and address, please.
Dodgers, Stormy Central.
Okay.
Driving around town yesterday, saw lots and lots of overflowing recycled cans, many of them having big plastic garbage bags in them. Do those cans get put into general trash because they're contaminated?
Yes, ma'am, they do. That's listed and given out with everyone once a year on our recycling plan about what can and cannot go in the recycling cans. And if the recycling companies do not pick them up, Public Works does.
Because we have, in the, if you were out without driving, I'm sure you saw them as well. Many, many, very, very full, and obviously with things that aren't supposed to be in there. Do those get rejected?
So first, they shouldn't have been out of their recycling cans. If people would have paid attention to the massive communication that the town put out, they would know that recycling is not going to happen until like Monday or Tuesday. Secondly, if they do get rejected, then the town will make sure they eventually get picked up.
Okay.
But it won't happen in the short term.
My concern is just like the recycling cans at the beach access, if they're being misused and going into general rubbish, do we have some way to, it seems expensive.
Yes, ma'am, council's talked about that. One, this is an emergency meeting for COVID, and two, the recycling issue, you're welcome to talk to council about that at the council meeting. Council has discussed multiple options on recycling because of the cost. In fact, the last time it was brought up, I think Commissioner Oliver brought it up.
Yeah. And
thank you. I mentioned it only because perhaps after the storm is why there's so much, but it was just amazing at the garbage bag filling out of can after can.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yep. Do you have any COVID questions? Okay, let's pick a date for our next meeting.
I propose before the start of our council meeting.
Do we have a public hearing on the 17th before?
We do. It's about 5 o'clock. We're meeting for the emergency meeting.
So 4 o'clock?
No, 5 o'clock.
No, but before the public hearing.
What time does the public hearing start?
5:30.
Oh, so
we could do it at 5.
We
could do it at
5. If the governor's going to speak, probably this is only expected to run through the 11th.
Of September?
Yes. Then y'all are looking at the following week. So we're going to probably need to take some action if he lifts it just to the third phase.
Right? You're looking at the 11th of August. He's the 11th of September.
Right. And the meeting
is the 17th of August.
Oh. Okay. Sorry, I
was looking at
September.
I'm with Joe.
I thought you were
with 5 o'clock.
I'll second Joe's motion for 5 o'clock. Continue the meeting to 5 o'clock.
Something happens in between.
August 17th.
Okay, so we have a motion for 5 o'clock, an extension of this meeting for 5 o'clock on the 17th before the council meeting. So we have a motion, and did I hear a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay, gentlemen, you will not have to come back for a little while.
What is this?
She built it for everybody to know.